Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We begin our first shiur in Sefer Tehillim. The three main points we want to focus on in this shiur is an introduction to the Sefer Tehillim. We want to focus on the author of Sefer Tehillim, the first pasuk, the order of the first pasuk, and why study Sefer Tehillim in depth. Let's begin with the order of the first pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher ha'ish, asher loy halach ba'atzas rishayim, uv'derech ha'toyim loy omad, uv'moishav leitzim loy yoshav." David HaMelech begins with praising the man that doesn't walk in the ways of the counsel of the rishayim, in the advice of the rishayim. Uv'derech ha'toyim loy omad, he doesn't stand amongst the sinners, and he doesn't sit with the leitzim, with the scoffers. The order of this pasuk bothered me for many years, and then I saw the Medrash Tehillim ask this question. The construct of this pasuk seems a little off. First we start Asher Ha'ish, it's a positive, then we go to a negative, Asher Lo Yohalach, Lo Yomad, Lo Yoshav. And in fact, the Medrash Tehillim says, really, it would have made more sense to say, Arur ha'ish, asher holach ba'atzas rishayim, uv'derech ha'toyim omad, uv'moishav leitzim yoshav, that the person should be cursed if he follows the ways of the rishayim, of the ha'toyim, of the leitzim. Why did Dovra Mel start asher ha'ish and then switch over asher loy holach, loy omad, loy yoshav? To answer this question, let's backtrack and understand a little about who wrote Sefer Tehillim. And if you didn't know who wrote Sefer Tehillim, one might think it was Shlomo HaMelech, a book of praises, praising Hashem. In Shlomo HaMelech's time period, the Beis Hamikdash was built, Karbanos were brought, there was peace for Klal Yisrael, tranquility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina came down to the Beis HaMikdash, to Klal Yisrael. So we praise Hashem. We thank Hashem. But David HaMelech, as we all know, wrote Sefer Tehillim. And David HaMelech, throughout his life, had tzaras, whether it was when he was younger and his brothers were treating him like an illegitimate child, or running from Shaul HaMelech, running from Avshalom, his own son, the embarrassment of Shimi ben Gera. The Chazal tell us when Shimi ben Gera embarrassed him, it was the worst thing that David ever experienced his whole entire life until that point. And on and on and on. And in fact, David HaMelech was not supposed to live more than a few hours. Odom HaRishon saw that David HaMelech had the potential to become the great David HaMelech, but he was going to die as an infant. And he gave 70 years of his life. And the name Adam is Aleph, Adam, Dalid, David, Mem, Mashiach. David HaMelech, his life was to continue and to fulfill the tafkir of Adam HaRishon. How does David HaMelech respond to all these difficulties, to all these tragedies, to all these challenges? There was once a year that I was having his own nisyonos in life, and he went to his Rebbe and explained his difficulties, and he asked him for some answers how to deal with them. And he said, go ask the Rebbe Reb Zusha how he deals with his challenges, his difficulties. Maybe he can answer your questions. So he goes to the Rebbe Reb Zusha. He says, my Rebbe sent me to you. Maybe you can help me deal with my challenges in life. Reb Zusha was an ani meduchak, impoverished, extremely poor. And he says back to the man, I don't know why your Rebbe sent you to me. I don't know. Things are great by me. David HaMelech responds to the nisyonos, to the challenges that elevate him to make him greater. Toiv Hashem lakol v'rachem uval kol ma'asov. This is David HaMelech's response his whole entire life. Toiv Hashem Lakol. Hashem is good to all. He is the one who is befitting to write Sefer Tehillim. He is teaching all of us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us with all His nisyonos. Hashem knows exactly what we need to elevate ourselves, to grow in the challenges of life. Answers the Medrash Tehillim, the Shoicher Toiv, our question, why does David HaMelech start off Ashrei HaIsh instead of Arur HaIsh? Because he learned from the Torah HaKadosh, he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. In discussing the animals that were entering the Teva, first it mentions the animals that are Tahor, the kosher, pure animals, and then it doesn't say the animals that are Tamei, it says Einena Tahira. Einena Tahira is an extra word. It could have just said Tamei. When discussing the non-kosher camel and other animals, the Torah goes out of its way to add extra words. David HaMelech said, I'm going to start Sefer Tehillim in the same way. Ashrei Ha'ish, in the positive, because everything is positive. We have to look at the world in a positive way. And the lesson for us to apply in our life, when we deal with people, someone offers you a glass of water and you're not interested, you could say no. You want some water? No. Or you can say no, thank you. Dealing with people is a positive way. Einena tahira. Or is it tummy? David HaMelech is teaching us, it's einena tahira. Ashrei ha'ish. That's why he starts off with Ashrei ha'ish. And then switches afterwards, Asher lo yaholach ba'atzas rishoyim. To teach us this important lesson. Bikesh David HaMelech. Milifnei Hashem Yisbarach. David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He requested from Hashem, Shehoiseik b'tehillim. That a person who is involved in the limud of Tehillim, yichoshev in the reading of Tehillim, yichoshev etzloi kilu hayoyseik b'negoyim v'ahlois. It should be viewed in the eyes of Hashem. It should be viewed by Hashem that this person is involved with the esoteric topics of negoyim and ahlois. Negoyim is when a person has a negatz on his house, a plague on his house, a plague on his body. He goes to the Kohen, he says he's Tamei or not Tamei. Ahlois is the discussion as to whether or not there's a mace, someone who died in the house, and is there Tumah, is there impurity around now. David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bikesh David HaMelech, M'lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, Sho Oisek B'Tehillim, Yichoshev Etzloi, Kilo Hoi Oisek B'Negoyim V'Ahlois. Why? Why did David HaMelech ask Hashem when the person learns Tehillim, reads Tehillim, it should be like Negoyim and Ahlois? There are many different answers. When a person says a safe Yashmiya Kol Tehillosu, when a person recites Tehillim, he is able to protect himself, to protect Klal Yisrael from Negoyim, from Ahlois. He's able to save himself from tsaros, negar tsaros. He is able to save himself and others, mimisa, which always represents misa. But another lesson is to learn out is that the Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech is saying, should be learned, should be studied in depth. The same way you study Negoyim in depth, the same way you study the difficult topics of Ahlois in depth. One should be studying Sefer Tehillim in depth as well. And in fact, the Sefer Tehillim, the word Tehillim b'gematria, if you spell out the word bimbaluyai, which means you spell out Tav Hey Lamed Yud Mem, you spell out the letter Tav Yud Vav, spell out all the letters, it is exactly Negoyim and Ahlois. So we see over here in this introduction the importance of studying Tehillim in depth. We see the lesson of David HaMelech, Ashrei Ish, positive. Speak positively, think positive. Who is the author of Tehillim? The man who went through so many tzaros in his life. And what does he do? Yashmiya kol tehillosu, he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei is Begematria. Once again, if you spell out the word Aleph, Shin, Reish, Yud, is 1001, which is exactly the Gematria of Yerushalayim. We should all be zoicha through our limud together of Sefer Tehillim to grow in Yiras Shemayim. Thank you for joining.